حدیث نبوی کا ایسا راوی کہ عشق احمد ہے جس پہ حاوی حدیث نبوی.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ امہ, وی ویلکم یو ٹو دس پروگرام. اٹ از دی نصیحہ پروگرام. اٹ از وتھ حضرت مولانا سلمان یونس دامت برکاتہ. And alhamdulillah, today is the first of Rajab 1446. We make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajaba wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, and enable us to reach the month of Ramadan. And in this, on this regard, 1st January 2025, they say, you know, the cooked up calendar. So, alhamdulillah, we have Hazrat Maulana who is going to speak to us about this beauty of Islam. And, of course, the favor upon us. Allah has favored us with this beauty of Islam. Let's welcome Hazrat Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, all well on your side?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, all good. All side, all fine. Your side, dead, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We can't complain. Allah has blessed us with this beauty of Iman. And of course, we can't be thankful enough for it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not abandoned us, given us ways to express it, saying alhamdulillah, all of this. So, subhanallah. Where is Maulana at the moment?
I'm currently at home. I'm in Durban. Just came back from visiting my parents, alhamdulillah, over the few days. We just returned last night.
Gee. I've just been, before we go to the topic, I've just been browsing and I've seen many countries. Alhamdulillah, we take the UK, many places there, they said it was New Year's celebrations was cancelled, not because they became Muslim or something, but there we see the Muslims themselves. There's the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, he was celebrating it and pushing for it and everything. But nonetheless, it was cancelled because of weather. And other places, we've seen countries like Germany as well. They've said that they don't want this. They want to put a ban to it because it's really disturbing and a nuisance to human beings and animals. South Africa, Johannesburg last night, I must have been fast asleep. But I didn't hear much of a commotion, especially since the JMPD has released some laws regarding this year. So I don't know if people are waking up due to this pagan custom, whatever the case is, but I'm not sure how was it in Durban.
Where I was staying, not really also. There was the here and there, the odd fireworks getting burst. But I think it's more so the concentrated areas, maybe the beachfront or those areas which are known for people to gather where they had more of a show. And myself this morning also, I saw on the social media, many people were out in an outburst against it and wanted it to be stopped. And more so, the non-Muslims, they don't have the guiding light of Islam, the guiding light of Iman, for them to understand these things. But their logic, even themselves, with the logic, could realize that there's no benefit in this year. And the harm it does to the people, to the elderly, to the sickly, to the kids that might be asleep, to the animals. So with Islam, Allah Ta'ala showed us it all without us having to use our intellect, without us having to even think of the pros and the cons. All we have to do is submit to the command of Allah Ta'ala. So I see many places in the world now, sooner or later, the truth, people have to accept it. Just like at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he first started the message of Islam, then people never first take to it. But after some time, then they realize, you know what, this is the truth. And they were bound to accept it, that this is the only way that is successful. So across the world, we see people are waking up. One is the divine decree, the divine plan of Allah Ta'ala, where the weather wasn't in their favor. This was maybe a means of hidayah from the side of Allah Ta'ala for them to realize that you do not need to do all of these things to celebrate. You do not need to have this show. Whereas it's just another day, it's another year coming. What have you stocked? Have you taken account of your doings? And other parts of the world, when our non-Muslims have put a ban on it as well, is people slowly waking up, and we as Muslims can say, but our Islam 1400 years ago has told us about this year. So just like how many other things you might not fathom and understand about Islam, but sooner or later the truth will come to light and that realization will enter into their hearts. So alhamdulillah, I think it is dying down. And going forward, only time will tell how much more it will come. But as you are saying, there were certain Muslim countries and certain Muslim leaders that were taking part in this and pushing this agenda forward. And it's rather sad, and it all boils down to an inferiority complex that certain Muslims have with Islam, and feeling that we have to curry favor, we have to rub shoulders with the kuffar in their ways in order for us to get dominance, in order for us to get recognition, in order for us to live peacefully. Whereas this was not the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, very beautifully this ties up with the topic of discussion for today, inshallah, that Islam we have, that Allah Ta'ala has favored us with, that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. Do we really realize the power behind this Islam, the wisdom, the intelligence behind it, that the creator of all creations, he has decreed this religion for us. He has shown us a way of life that is the most fulfilling, the most beneficial, that is the most content way of living. If we are to look at anywhere else, then we are bound to find misery, unsuccessfulness. All these things are bound to follow. So if you look at Islam in itself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a change the world had seen. That fire that those worshippers were worshipping for hundreds of years, it went off. That one star that came to show the greatness of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a change was coming into the world, that out of darkness now, Noor was going to come. A guiding light was going to come into the world to show the world who is the creator, to show the world how we should be living in this world. So if we just take a few examples of before Islam, that is the time of Jahiliyyah, then we should see such ludicrous, such shamefulness, such things our mind can't even ponder and fathom that people used to do, such as they should bury the young daughters alive. Many a times we look at our daughters and we think, that imagine such a sweet, cute, mashallah, baby, a child. What heart a person had to bury their daughter alive. And the food that they used to consume, the filth that they used to put into their bodies, they should eat carrion, they should eat the dead animal. Then the woman at the time of the haze, at the time of the monthly cycles, they used to treat them like animals. They used to send them out of the house. They should have, like what we'll say, a dog box outside for them to spend their time there. And Islam came and gave women their honor again. Islam came and gave women their place in society to show them that this is your role in society. So we should never ever suffer from this inferiority complex or to think that Islam is not understanding. Whereas Islam is the most understanding. Islam knows best on how a person should live their life. So we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at such a time where the Arabs were in the worst of positions, they were in the worst of livings. But Allah Ta'ala put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such an environment to show that what a power Allah Ta'ala is sending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, that this religion of Islam, the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in comparison to that, nothing can stand. No, however dark the times might be, but if you got the noor of Islam within you, then that will outshine the darkest of dark. That will make bright the whole world once again. And you see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this year. He started correcting all the wrongs. Firstly, by just looking at the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by living, by being with him, you knew that there is something unique about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started correcting these incorrect beliefs, these pagan traditions, the idol worship, the making tawaf around the Kaaba naked, all the superstitions the people had. All this year was slowly, slowly getting destroyed by this noor of Nubuwat, by this noor of Islam that Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Nubuwat, and for a span of 23 years thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propagated this deen of Islam, welcoming people, teaching people, until he has reached the goal, until his mission had been accomplished. And we see that Islam reached such a peak, such a height, that now it was done. Now the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accomplished, and such a peak it reached that it will not decline thereafter. It will not come down again. Normally a person, you say a business, they go hit the peak season, and after it drops, a person in his life, he reached the prime of his life and then he drops. But that's not the case with Islam. Islam is there, it will be the highest of high always, and this will be till the end of time, that the way of Islam, because this was going to be the religion, not for a certain community, not for a certain time, but from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till the day of Qiyamah, as there'll be no Nabi to come after, there'll be no other religion to come thereafter. So this will be a way of a person living his life till Qiyamah. What a miracle this Islam is, what a miracle the laws of Allah Ta'ala is, that one has to ponder and say, definitely this is divine, definitely this comes from the Creator. Because no man can come up with a law that is applicable to all customs, all nations, all nationalities, till the day of Qiyamah, without having to even change, without even having to leave out anything or add out anything. This is definitely from the divine plan and the divine scheme of that one Creator, Allah Ta'ala. And regarding this year, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. What a beautiful verse. Allah Ta'ala has summed up this religion of Islam for us. Allah Ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That today I have perfected your religion. Today I have perfected your religion. Who is saying this? Not one ordinary person, but Allah Ta'ala himself is making this statement. Allah Ta'ala himself is making this claim that I have perfected your religion. He is making the decree. And who is there to question Allah Ta'ala? That if a person has to tell you, you know what, I have perfected the method of doing a certain action. I have perfected a certain recipe. And if you try to tweak it, if you're going to try to adjust it, the person will say, what are you doing? I have perfected it. There's no need to do anything else. So how then would this religion of Islam that Allah Ta'ala has himself said, I have perfected it for you. How can we think of leaving out anything? How can we even think of adding anything on? Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us, and Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what we need in our life. And if we ever feel that this part of Islam I need to leave out, or this part of the kuffar, of the non-Muslims we need to add on, then we are going against this verse of Quran where Allah Ta'ala says it is perfect. When something is perfect, then there is no alterations, no additions, no subtractions whatsoever. We have to bring iman in this Islam. We have to bring this complete belief that this way of life shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the perfect way of life. And definitely ask those that are living their life according to Islam, they are living the most peaceful, the most content, the most easy life. Why? Because everything is shown to them. Everything is shown to us from the time a person is born till a person dies. Every facet of a person's life is shown to them. When this verse was revealed, all the laws of halal and haram had been revealed. All that is permissible, impermissible, everything, what we know as fiqh masala, all business, social, marital, everything was being discussed. Everything has already been revealed by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, now everything has been perfected. There is no need for us to use our own brains. There is no need for us to use our own thinking, our own intelligence. Rather, just to follow the divine decree of Allah Ta'ala, the religion of Allah Ta'ala, and in that day we'll find success. So, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, and I have completed my favor upon you. I have completed my favor. What is this favor? Islam. Allah Ta'ala has completed Islam. Allah Ta'ala has shown us a way that no one else can ever match. That we'll never find a more beautiful way ever. And we know that example, if someone has to do us a favor, then how we remember that person? That even if you're just passing by and you happen to see him driving, or you pass him in the shop, then we feel it like a compulsory duty upon us to greet him. Why? Because this person did a favor upon me. I need to acknowledge him. I need to recognize him. So he knows, you know what, I'm grateful for what he helped me with, for whatever he assisted me with. Now imagine Allah Ta'ala is telling us that Allah has completed this favor of Islam upon us. We have to be thankful to Allah. We have to be grateful to Allah. And how is that done? That is done by following this Islam that Allah has favored us with. By following all the teachings, not leaving out anything, but think about it and say, "May Allah has given me this as a gift. Allah Ta'ala has given me this as a guiding light to for me to be grateful to Allah for this great favor Allah has bestowed upon me." Then I have to follow it. I have to utilize it. I have to bring it wholeheartedly into my life. And we see that when Islam enters a person's life, then everything else leaves. The way of the kuffar, the way of the world, whatever it is, whatever customs, all that leaves, because now we see how Islam is telling us to live our life. And then we see on such nights where the kuffar might be celebrating, where they might be having a feast, a festival, then in our hearts we already know that this is not the way of Islam. This is not the way as a Muslim that I should be living. As such, I should stay far, far away from it. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy with you. I am happy with Islam for you all. I am happy as Islam as your religion. Now, Allah Ta'ala is telling that this is what makes him happy. This is what makes him happy that we follow Islam. We all want the happiness of Allah. And to get the happiness of Allah, we have to get that which brings Allah Ta'ala happiness. And that is following Islam completely. You know, you got your parents, and you want to get married maybe. You see a girl, and they are not happy with it. So no matter what happens, you might get married, but there onwards, one small problem, whatever it is, your parents will never be happy. Why? Because they were not happy with that decision you made. Whereas if they tell you, this is a girl who I'm happy with, and now you get married, now you'll get the du'as of your parents, you'll get everything, you'll get the happiness of theirs, like that they're similar. If we follow this Islam that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, if this, which Allah says, this is what He is happy with us, and we are doing it, then Allah Ta'ala will become happy. And if Allah is happy with us, then every favor, every bounty, Allah will bless us. Because a person who is happy with someone, then you will see that he just wants to give and he wants to give. So this is a way of us, by looking at this verse of Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That I have perfected for you your religion. I have completed my favor upon you. And I am happy with Islam as your religion. That we need to realize as Muslims that we are living for so many years as Muslims. But am I following Islam? Have I brought Islam into my life? That the way I eat, the way I transact, the way I deal with people, the way I meet, the way I have my family, my friends, is it all in accordance with Islam? That our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked so hard to eradicate kufr, to eradicate that idol worship. Am I now just going back into the time of Jahiliyyah by celebrating like them? Or am I realizing what a great favor this Islam Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with? Regarding the same verse, once a Jew commented to Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, oh Umar, that, you know, there's a verse in your Quran that had it been revealed to us, we would have made it a day of celebration. And Umar radiallahu anhu, they asked him, what verse are you referring to? And this Jew mentioned this very verse which we are discussing. Thereafter, Umar radiallahu anhu commented, and he says, you know, I know exactly when this verse was revealed. This verse was revealed on the Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Arafah, and it was a day of Friday. And these 2 days are days of celebration for us. The day of Friday, the Hajj, the days of Eid, these are the days of a celebration of a Muslim. Remember, whatever Islam has decreed by the divine decree of Allah Ta'ala, then that is what we bring into our lives. Allah has decreed the days of Eid, the day of Friday. These are days of celebration for a Muslim. So we will not add any more days. We will not add an anniversary. We will not add a birthday. We will not add a New Year's Day. Nothing. Why? Because Allah has perfected the religion. Allah has perfected Islam. So we will keep it perfect. But us trying to do anything else, then we are trying to say, بَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala has not perfected the deen. So we have to be very careful when it comes to our celebration as Muslims to know it very well. And our celebrations too, it all has to do with the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It all has to do with getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala, with the spiritual closeness to Allah Ta'ala. That these are days in which we provoke ourselves, in which we push ourselves stronger and stronger, that these are excuses which we can use to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, to bring complete Islam into our life. What do I mean by this? If you look on the day of Jumu'ah, if you look on the day of Eid, then how many Muslims there are that now put on that kurta, that put on the turban, that have their pants above their ankles, that are going for the salah to the masjid, to the idgah. So these are days that are showing us that we can worship Allah Ta'ala every single day in the same manner. We can follow Islam every single day. How nicely we see on the day of Eid and the day of Friday, people want to know, what are the sunnahs of Friday? What are the sunnahs of the day of Eid? And then they are told about it. But at the same time, they should be reminded, these sunnahs also should be applied every day. That's how we should wake up, use the miswak, have that bath, and put on some itar, put on the kurta, go to salah, eat. All these things, the manner if you eat, people are so particular on the days of Eid, but these are all reminders, wake-up calls, that these days of celebration in Islam is a means of us remembering Allah Ta'ala. It's a means of us getting closer, not becoming involved in futility, not becoming involved in the transgression of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, but rather bringing the entire Islam into our lives so that Allah Ta'ala can become happy with us, Allah Ta'ala becomes more pleased with us. And you see in another surah, Quran, Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala teaches us a very beautiful dua that when the inhabitants of Jannah enter Jannah, may Allah Ta'ala make us all from amongst them, then they will recite the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. That Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada, all praise to that Allah who has guided us to this, wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And we would not have been guided if it was not for the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. That we have reached Jannah, but it was through the mercy, through the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Maybe many of us last night were saved from getting involved in sin, in transgression. Many of us may have been saved from getting involved in that immorality. Many of us may have read our Fajr Salah this morning. But remember, all this is the mercy, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. That through Allah's kindness, Allah saved us. So you should learn this dua and very often read it whenever we see people involved in kufr. Whenever we go for salah, after every salah, read this dua as a means of thanking Allah, you have guided me. It is not my doing, it is not my car, it is not my alarm, but rather Allah, it is only you that brought us here, only you that have safeguarded our iman, that gave us tawfiq of doing these actions which is pleasing to you. So this dua is very, very important for us to learn and to thank Allah Ta'ala so that we never ever feel that it is I am doing. But rather, it is only the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that He is allowing us to do good and to continue doing good. And never ever look at another with that despondency or with that superior attitude. Nothing is stopping Allah Ta'ala from turning the tides. It all takes is one moment. All it takes is that split second, that one thought, that one sin. And a person's life, entire life, can go off track. Then all you take is that one word, that one reminder that can kick that spark of hidayah within a person's heart, and that entire person's life comes back onto track. So we should always hope for hidayah. We should always make dua. That's why every salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, you guide us. So we want the Jannah, and we want to be saying these words in Jannah. We have to bring Islam into our lives. We have to bring complete Islam. And besides ourselves, we have been commanded in the Quran that for our family also, that how our children, our spouses, our parents, all of them also, that when we go to Jannah, we want to see them in Jannah also. They must be together with us, that as we are worried about our Islam, our Iman, the children under us, our amanat, our spouses, our amanat, that how we can bring them closer to Allah Ta'ala. And many a times we worry of giving them the best of the world, the best house, the best car. But what of the best of Jannah are we giving them? Are we giving them those actions? Are we having that ta'aleem with them? Are we encouraging for salah, fajr time? I am waking up for salah, my wife might be sleeping. Do I let her sleep? Or do I worry that her Jannah, what about her Jannah? And I wake her up also. So as we have the fikr and the concern of the dunya of our family, likewise the Islam of our family, let us make that day our priority. Because when our eyes close, then it is that child, it is that family member who will make the dua for us. Now we know we are experiencing quite hot weather nowadays, and everything we see, that a person, a parent, is worried of his family, worried of his children, that how can I keep them cool? So hot they are feeling, they are sweating, they are uncomfortable. Maybe give them an ice cream, give them some cool juice to drink, put an aircon, put a fan, and all this here is for them to feel cool in this dunya. All this here is my concern, that I want them to feel comfortable. Have we ever pondered and thought that what am I doing to safeguard my family from that fire of Jahannam? What am I doing to safeguard them from that heat of Jahannam? That in this world I might be doing whatever I can, but this heat is just for a few months, few days. Then we see you get cool weather, Allah Ta'ala system. But that fire of Jahannam is forever and ever. What am I doing? Am I showing them that Islam that will safeguard them, that will safeguard them completely, as I am worried of the heat of the world for them? Am I worried of the heat of the fire of Jahannam? What is being done to protect the Iman, to keep them safe from the fire of Jahannam? And likewise, on the day of Qiyamah, we know how that sun will be just above the people's heads. people will be drowning in their sweat, in their perspiration, and how hot it will be. And Allah Ta'ala mentions those categories of people who will be blessed with the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And many a times we mention this here, and people don't really understand what is meant by the shade of the arsh. Just a simple example for us to understand how important for us to be in that category of people who will be under the shade of the arsh. If a person is summoned by the king, and he is just summoned, and now he does not know why, and he has to go, and he is waiting in the line now to be summoned into the court of the king. Now, one is he can wait in that hot burning sun throughout, and he'll be stressed out that, why am I being called? Why am I being called? Or the other hand is when he goes to that line, then the royal guard comes and tells him, you know what, you so-and-so, the king had ordered you, there's a special room for you. Go in there. There is fully air-conditioned. There's all the drinks you can have, all the food you can have. Go sit and wait and relax and be in comfort till the king calls you in his court. Now, that person compared to the first person, who will be more peace of mind? Definitely the second person. Why? Because he'll say, I'm already being favored with so many bounties. I'm being treated so well. So definitely the king is going to call me, is going to be for something good. Likewise, on the day of Qiyamah, we know what a stressful day it can be. But if Allah Ta'ala favors us with the arsh, we will be under the special mercies and favors of Allah Ta'ala. Then, more than anything, Allah Ta'ala will make the reckoning so much more easier for us. Allah Ta'ala will make our way into Jannah much, much more easier for us. So the Islam of ourselves, for our family, we have to be very, very cautious. We have to be very, very tactful on how we protect this Islam, especially with the new schooling year coming about. We know the challenges faced in school, the ideologies that are pushed forward to ensure that our children are going to the maktab, going to the madrasa, so that they have that teaching of Islam within them, so they know what is Islam. All this year, only that parent who has the consciousness of the akhirah of their children, he will send it, not as a routine. A person that sends it as a routine, then you'll see how you know, because at home, then nothing is being practiced on what is being learned. The child will come home and ask, but I learned that music is haram, I learned that television is haram, I heard that intermingling is haram, but the parents will shove it aside. Rather, we should not just send them to teach them, but rather we should show them how to enact this knowledge in their life, to bring this complete knowledge into their life. So the maktab system, let us all ensure that we have our children going to the maktab and we implement whatever they might be learning. This is for our own benefit also, that how we can get closer to Allah Ta'ala via our children, that they are coming and telling us, we learned this, 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 but now if we're going to shove it aside, that child will become more and more confused. So in a world full of darkness, Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with this nur of Islam, with this light of Islam. We need to cherish it. We need to realize what a favor Allah has given us, that everything has been mapped out for us. And lastly, we have been taught the beautiful dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيَّ وَرَسُولًا. I am happy with Allah as my Lord, with Islam as my religion, and with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as my final Nabi. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq of entering into Islam completely and not leaving out any aspect whatsoever. Then we'll see the barakah, the nur of Islam in our lives and in our families' lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
جزاكم الله خيرا مولانا. Make dua for us as well. Inshallah we'll meet with you soon. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, that was Hazrat Mulana Salman Yunus. The podcast will be prepared by our engineer, Bonface. We have come to the end of this program. From us and the team, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.